ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णचष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ते नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणकथाय निर्विशेषशून्यवादी कष्टादि हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. March in one corporate, the story of Ajahn-Mil. That one point has been elevated to the platform of Krishna consciousness by the grace of Guru, Vaishnava, the blessings of this Lord. One should be very scrutinizing and reflectful that I should not again fall down to a degraded position. So the first point is to realize how fortunate I am, we are, coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada and this great Vaishnava tradition. So we use the Sampradaya Vinaya, Manasa Sparanish Kalama. Without getting contact with bona fide sampradaya, you cannot fulfill your heart's desire for spiritual realization of Krishna. You'll get something else, but you won't get Krishna. Evam paramparam prapto imam rajarshino vidu sarasya. So there are these two words, parampara and sampradaya. And we tend to confuse it. So, I like the idea of, you know, we talk about the line of Krishna consciousness, how it's disseminated, how it continues. So, in geometry, a line has three conditions. It's a continuous set of points that it prescribes or circumscribes a vector, which can be linear or perfect. So there's 3 points. So parampara is 1 point after the next. Right? Infinitely close. Unbroken chain, right? Parampara. And sampradaya is the continuous. It's eternal. Time immemorial, our sampradaya arising or Brahma. And it will go on eternally. And there's one other point. The line has the subject vector, it has direction. So the term we say is Guru Bhargava. There is a consistency and predictability, and it's going somewhere of the teachings. It's not just. And the point is, a line is not defined by one point. It's minimum. Vishwanatha Prabhupada Thakur, in his commentary, Bhakti Vasudeva Vedanta, states, a line needs more than one point. You need more than one point. Parampara, sampradaya, that continuation, needs more than that. So, The point is that Chokanayabhava, it's inclusive, not exclusive. And Sanskrit is a wonderful language, and the Sanskrit dictionary gives examples of words that are unique, but also give a flavor of what the meaning of a word is. So, sampradaya has specific meaning to give one's daughter in marriage. Sampurnam Parkishtarupnina Daya. A special, intense gift. So, when we speak of the legacy of Sri Prabhupada, sampradaya, what has he given us? Water, deep healing. When you give your wife, your daughter in marriage, you don't owe this man his very ritual married life. This is superficial. This will not be good marriage. So many considerations of this, so many conceptions, so many considerations are put together. So, on this day, 40 years now coming of our Gurudev's disappearance, what is his legacy? What is his sampradaya? What has he given us? He's given us a whole Gaudiya Mata. Brahma Mata Gaudiya Sampradaya. And then that is the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And then that there is the Rupa Nuga Guru Bar. And in that there's the Parivar, specific type of bhajan and practice of style that Bhaktivinoda decrees to us. Decreed, right? Somebody says, what has been from this holy day, it is right for an opportunity for us to meditate what our Gurudev's holy powers and decrees to us, the whole culture. And the point is, when the daughter is given in marriage, the whole family is on line. It's crucial for the reputation of the family, right? How the marriage will work out. All this emotion. A culture. How is a culture transmitted? It's transmitted through the family. And the family is transmitted through this, this offering of the daughter. Meeting of confluence of different conceptions, continuity and change, which is the cultural transmission. So the tradition, the sampradaya, is what Prabhupada has bestowed upon us. And to contemplate that in a broader conception, it's God. We'll do it. Thank you.